All right, welcome back. Lions game did not go as planned on Sunday. I mean, look, they played well enough to win that game. And unfortunately, they lose to the Vikings on the road 28-24. And you know, Sean, when you get up to that level, right, it's you got to be quick to turn the page. Whether you win or lose, and they got a home date with the Seahawks Sunday, 1 o'clock. And a member of this team, the anchor of the offensive line that has been playing really well so far this early season, Frank Ragnow joins us this morning on the Paul W. Smith Show. Frank, nice to have you with us.
How's it going, guys?
I know Saturday or Sunday didn't go the way you guys wanted, but how quick do you turn the page, and how quick do you have to turn the page to get ready for a Seahawks team that has, I mean, they've been, they've had some ups and downs early this season. How quick do you turn the page? How fast do you want to get back out on the field?
Yeah, no matter what the game is, honestly, win or loss, we kind of have the 24-hour rule. We give ourselves a day to kind of sit, really soak in the pain or soak in the W, and then learn from it and move on. And that's kind of the motto.
Frank, you know, Chris touched on your unit, and it seems like for a few years we've been talking about, man, if we could find, you know, a way to keep these guys together and get some continuity, we are going to see the fruits of the labor. This unit is really working well together. You're part of that unit, obviously the anchor of that unit. Tell us what you think of the play of that offensive line group, because this is what I think many fans have been dreaming of the past few years.
Yeah, we've done a lot of good things, but there's still a lot of things we can improve on, whether it's consistency, protection, all that stuff. There's a lot of stuff we can improve on, and that definitely makes you hopeful for even more progress. But we've progressed well, but there's a lot of things to work on for sure.
WJR sports analyst Steve Courtney with us as well, Frank. I know you talked to him yesterday, but he's got some more pressing questions for you. Stevie, let me introduce you to my friend Frank Ragnow.
Frank, we meet again. How are you, lad?
I'm doing well. How are you, Steve?
All right. You know, I know you touched on it last night, and I think it bears repeating. Yeah, the disappointment of Minnesota is there. But, Frank, you said that you have never, in your illustrious career with the Lions in the National Football League, you've never been more optimistic about this Lions team moving forward, and there's clearly signs that you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, I mean, you look at these games, the games we won, the games that we lost, there's still a lot of, I guess, positive that we can take from it. There's a lot of good things that we've done, and there's a lot of the things that we haven't executed or haven't gotten done are things that I think we can clean up. And they're little things, but they obviously came back to rear their ugly heads. But they're little things that if we eliminate them and if we get all things rolling, I think we can be good. But we gotta make sure that we do eliminate them. We take the time to learn from the mistakes, and we progress week by week.
You know, there's been some injuries, obviously. Big V up there on the offensive line. You've been dealing with a groin and a toe. Thank goodness you're able to play through it. Certainly not the case for safety Tracy Walker. Lions finding out Monday morning what they feared, that he tore his Achilles. He is out for the year. Frank, you hate to see that. Then DeAndre Swift, a lot of expectation about him, off to a tremendous start. Dan Campbell saying that he's dealing with a shoulder sprain, maybe a couple of weeks away. Obviously, injuries are a part of the National Football League life, but as a player, as a fan, you hate to see it.
Yeah, it's frustrating, man. I guess I definitely can relate to Tracy. It was kind of this time last year where I found out I was out for the year. It's so, so frustrating. You feel guilty, especially being a captain. You want to be there for his guys, for the guys. So I wish him a speedy recovery, and I hope everything goes well. He's a tough dude who works really hard. So I'm excited for him to come back from this. And then Swift, it's part of being a running back. It's part of being in this league. Unfortunately, it's there's a lot of bumps and bruises. And Swift is a dynamic player, but we also have a lot of talented dudes in that backfield that I have a lot of faith in. So we're gonna have to rally the troops, and whenever Swift's ready to come back, we'll be ready for him. You know,
Detroit
Frank,
Lions. Go ahead, Steve.
I was just going to ask, Frank, are you the type that will tune in Monday night football, Thursday night football, or, you know, once you're away from it, do you stay away from it? How much do you follow the game from the outside?
Thursday night every once in a while. Monday night, not particularly. I'll kind of try to devote Monday night to my wife and kind of try to hang out with the wife.
That's very wise, Frank. Very wise indeed.
Yeah, the wife and the dogs kind of hang out, spend some time not worrying about football.
You know, I was going to bring up, for people out there that don't know this, you are quite the hunter and fisherman. And Frank, I'm just letting you know right now, I got two smokers in the backyard. Anytime you want to come over and have a big barbecue, man, open invite, all right?
Hey, I appreciate that. I might have to take you up on that.
How's fall fishing in Michigan, Trini? I you're a little busy these days. You get out on the water at all?
I haven't been out in a while, I'm not going to lie. It's when it gets to the season, it's tough to get out. Maybe once in a while if we have an off day or maybe bye week, but otherwise, I don't know the fishing report any better than the next guy.
That was a test from Dan Campbell. He wanted us to ask that question, so you passed. Well done. Well done.
Frank, we were talking yesterday, and we'll discuss it here because it's so very important. You've got your foundation, the Regs Remembered in honor of your late father. And we were discussing how nice it is that fall is here. And no better time, really, Frank, to get the kids out and get active.
Yeah, and that foundation is kind of dedicated to helping out grieving families, grieving kids, and using the outdoors as a space to help them grieve and help them have some positive memories after their tragedy. And we actually were fortunate enough last week, last Friday, we kind of had our first event where I finally got to kind of put my actions behind my words with the foundation, and we took out a few grieving families. We took them fishing, we took them to the park, we took them on a bull ride, and it was a lot of fun. So I'm excited about the foundation, and I'm excited for the future of it.
Frank, awesome. Well done with that. We're excited for you, excited to watch the rest of the season. Thank you for your time, as always. Look forward to talking with you. Steve Courtney, thank you. Sean Belige and the whole crew. That's going to do it for us today. Back with you tomorrow, 6 to 9.